Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
Jerusalem shimmered under the midday sun. The ancient stones of the city seemed to hum with a history that stretched back millennia. Within the walls of Beth Shalom Synagogue, a different kind of energy pulsed, the vibrant spirit of a community drawn together by faith and tradition. At the heart of it all stood Rabbi David Cohen. Rabbi Cohen was a recent arrival, yet he had quickly become a beloved figure. His sermons resonated with a quiet strength, his wisdom offering solace and guidance in equal measure. He had a way of listening with his entire being, his warm brown eyes reflecting a depth of empathy that drew people to him. He moved through the synagogue with an air of gentle authority, his presence as comforting as the familiar chants of prayer. In the bustling marketplace or the hushed sanctity of the synagogue, Rabbi Cohen was a constant, a source of unwavering faith and unwavering kindness. Little did anyone suspect the truth that lay hidden beneath the surface. The truth was a dark mirror image, a secret life lived in the shadows. Rabbi David Cohen was a fabrication, a carefully constructed persona adopted for a singular purpose. His real name was Khalil, and his allegiance lay not with the God of Abraham but with a different power altogether, Hezbollah. Khalil was a sleeper agent, activated after years of living a manufactured life. His mission was clear: infiltrate the upper echelons of Israeli society, gain access to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and await further instructions. The assignment was fraught with risk, but Khalil was a hardened operative, his loyalty to the cause absolute. He moved through his days in a state of heightened awareness, every interaction, every smile carefully calibrated. The weight of his secret was a constant pressure, a venomous serpent coiled in the pit of his stomach. Each prayer he led, every word of comfort he offered, felt like a betrayal. Rabbi Cohen's reputation as a man of peace and compassion preceded him. He threw himself into the life of the community, organizing charity drives, leading youth groups, and offering counsel to those grappling with life's complexities. He became a fixture at community gatherings, his laughter ringing out as genuinely as any other. He listened patiently to Mrs. Goldstein's worries about her grandson's upcoming bar mitzvah, offering words of encouragement and sharing a traditional recipe for honey cake. He played chess with old Mr. Levi every Tuesday afternoon, their games punctuated by lively debates about politics and the Torah. Each act of kindness, each moment of shared joy, chipped away at the wall Khalil had so carefully erected around his heart. He found himself drawn to the warmth of the community, the simple joys and shared sorrows that bound them together. For the first time in a long time, he felt a flicker of something akin to belonging. It both terrified and exhilarated him. As Rabbi Cohen, Khalil had unparalleled access to the heart of Jerusalem. He moved in circles that brushed against the upper echelons of power, attending diplomatic functions and religious gatherings where influential figures congregated. All the while, he relayed his observations back to his handlers, his reports a steady stream of seemingly innocuous details. Late at night, when the city slept beneath a blanket of stars, Khalil would retreat to his sparsely furnished apartment. There, under the cover of darkness, he would transform back into the ghost he truly was. He'd don a nondescript jacket, slip on a pair of worn leather gloves, and disappear into the labyrinthine alleys of the city. He'd meet his contact in dimly lit cafes, their conversations shrouded in whispers and coded phrases. Each exchange brought him closer to the heart of the operation, closer to the moment when his true mission would be revealed. The knowledge gnawed at him, a constant reminder of the darkness he carried within. The weight of his double life began to take its toll. Khalil found it increasingly difficult to reconcile the man he pretended to be with the mission he was tasked to carry out. The lines blurred, and he often found himself questioning his own motives, his loyalty wavering under the weight of his growing affection for the community he was betraying. His erratic behavior did not go unnoticed. Sarah, a sharp-witted woman who volunteered at the synagogue library, remarked on his distracted air. "You seem troubled, Rabbi," she observed one afternoon, her dark eyes filled with concern. "Is there anything I can do?" He brushed off her concern with a tired smile, but her words lingered, echoing the doubts that gnawed at his conscience. He was walking a tightrope, the chasm of exposure yawning beneath him. One wrong step, one slip of the mask, and everything would come crashing down. The day of the rally arrived with the oppressive heat of a desert wind. The air crackled with anticipation as thousands gathered in Zion Square, their voices a cacophony of chants and slogans. Banners fluttered in the breeze, a sea of blue and white stretching as far as the eye could see. Prime Minister Netanyahu was scheduled to address the nation, his words broadcast across the airwaves. Khalil stood among the throng, his prayer book clutched tightly in his hand. His heart hammered against his ribs, a frantic drumbeat against the silence of his resolve. The plan was in motion, the culmination of months of preparation. All he had to do was give the signal, a simple act, and the wheels of fate would be set in motion. He could see the Prime Minister now, a distant figure at the podium, his voice booming across the square. The crowd roared its approval, their fervor echoing off the surrounding buildings. This was it. This was the moment of truth. But as Khalil reached for the detonator hidden within his pocket, a wave of nausea washed over him. The faces of the people surrounding him swam into focus. Mrs. Goldstein's beaming smile, Mr. Levi's twinkling eyes, Sarah's concerned gaze. These were the people he was about to betray, the very people who had welcomed him into their hearts, their lives. The weight of his deception pressed down on him with suffocating force. He had spent months convincing himself that this was a righteous cause, that the ends justified the means. But now, faced with the human cost of his actions, the carefully constructed walls of his resolve crumbled. He couldn't do it. The detonator felt like a searing brand in his hand. He closed his eyes, his breath coming in ragged gasps. Images flashed through his mind, the smiling faces of children at the synagogue, the hushed reverence of prayer, the warmth of shared meals and laughter. These were the things he was fighting for, the very essence of the life he had sworn to protect. With a surge of adrenaline, Khalil made his decision. He wouldn't do it. He couldn't sacrifice his soul, his newfound faith, for a cause that demanded such a monstrous price. He slipped away from the crowd, his movements fueled by a desperate hope for redemption. The explosion, when it came, ripped through the square with the force of a hurricane. The ground trembled and a collective gasp arose from the crowd as chaos erupted around him. Khalil didn't look back. He knew his actions had consequences, that his defiance would not go unanswered. He made his way through the panicked throng, his heart a leaden weight in his chest. He had betrayed his handlers, yes, but he had also betrayed the people he had come to care for. He was a man caught between two worlds, belonging to neither. The news of the attempted assassination and Rabbi Cohen's disappearance spread like wildfire. Disbelief and anger rippled through the community, leaving behind a trail of shattered trust and broken hearts. The man they had welcomed into their homes, their lives, had been living a lie, a wolf in sheep's clothing. The synagogue stood silent, its doors shuttered against the storm of emotions raging outside. The chants of prayer were replaced by the hushed whispers of betrayal, the scent of incense replaced by the bitter tang of ashes. Rabbi Cohen, the man who had brought them closer to God, had also brought them face to face with the depths of human darkness. In the aftermath, life in Beth Shalom would never be the same. The attack left an indelible scar, a chilling reminder of the fragility of peace and the ever-present threat of violence. And in the hearts of those who had believed in Rabbi Cohen, a seed of doubt was sown, a lingering suspicion that would forever color their perception of trust and faith.
Hezbollah has expressed a long-standing desire to confront Israel, which includes targeted efforts against high-profile leaders such as the Israeli Prime Minister. The group's motivations stem from its opposition to Israeli policies and actions in Lebanon and the Palestinian territories. Over the years, Hezbollah has attempted to carry out various operations that could potentially lead to the assassination of Israeli leaders as part of its broader strategy to resist Israel's influence in the region. These attempts have often involved intelligence gathering, planning of attacks, and collaboration with other militant groups. However, the organization has faced significant challenges, including Israel's robust security measures, international scrutiny, and the complexities of regional politics. Despite these obstacles, Hezbollah remains committed to its objectives, continuing to threaten violence against Israeli officials as part of its ideological and political agenda.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.